she can dance. If she can, well, that's okay. I'll take a chance. I can dance anyway. Frantic, romantic. We're in a panic. Frantic, romantic. We're in a panic. I'm moving fast. Gonna make it last. Hope this night lasts forever. She can, well that's okay. I'll take the chance. I can dance anyway. Frantic, romantic. We're in a panic. Frantic, romantic. We're in a panic. Frantic, romantic. We're in a panic. Frantic, romantic. We're in a panic.
The track Frantic Romantic from Teenage Head. What a video. And that's why I threw this song in, because I used to love watching the video when I was a kid. I guess I'm in my early teens now. Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, we've been talking about being a young kid, really, on 20 Mayflower Street, learning about Teenage Head, or being having the music exposed to them, to, you know, new music, putting it on all the time, and growing up with the band and learning more about them. And then you become a teenager and all of a sudden you find out that they went to your high school. You get all worked up. It's like, it's crazy. But that Frantic Romantic video of them in New York was fantastic. You know, I love that video. And then, you know, it's strange with the, you know, Frantic Romantic came off of, what was it, Trouble in the Jungle? This is around the time where I think the band goes through like the big change. I think a little bit later after that, find out that Frankie Venom leaves the band and goes on to do the Frankie Venom and the Vipers. I think there was also another incarnation, Frankie Venom and the Blue Angels. But I don't know if that band stuck around for a while. I don't know if there's any actual recorded stuff. Never found any. Anyway. So I think like Nick Stepanitz, you know, it leaves, and so does Frankie, Nick goes and plays with Frankie, and that just leaves Gord and Steve, and they bring on, I think it's like, what's the dude's name? Lockerbie, he comes in and plays, and also Dave Rave, who was in the band, went to high school with the guys, who was in the band earlier on and left to do the Shakers, he comes back and he fronts the band, you know? So you see Raver on the cover of this album. And I remember looking at that album going, who, what? He's what? I don't, okay, that's cool, whatever. I just didn't understand. I'm like, I kind of didn't really know. Well, you know what I mean? When someone's like, and you look at something, you go, this is the band. It's like, well, he was actually in the band before, you dummy, but here he is again. And he's great. So I'm going to spin a couple more tracks from that album. You're going to hear Let Her Dance and also Splatterman here on Steel City Music.
Yeah.
Vladimir and Teenage Head on Steel City Music. Of course, I'm your host, Jamie Gunner Smith, reminiscing, spinning tunes about Teenage Head over the years that I can remember that just stick in my mind forever. So Frankie leaves, Nick leaves. We have a new lineup. Well, new and old lineup, really. Electric Guitars is the album. And my friend Karen Bennett buys the album. So she's like, come up to my place, get the new album, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so you go up, and I think there's a bunch of us sitting around the living room, put it on. And then I'm just looking through the vinyls, like all these guitars. It just looks fantastic. I'm listening to it, and I'm like, wow, this is like, what a great album. And I remember it, what was it? Everybody Needs Somebody was a song that actually did fairly well on radio at that time. So I'm going to spin that track. But I will always remember sitting in Karen Bennett's living room with some people listening to that album over and over again. And Karen, of course, regaling us with stories from what she heard from about other people about the band and the album, that sort of thing. That's the thing, right? When I was younger, you know, I never had fake ID to go in bars. Whereas my girlfriends, well, my female friends, they somehow had fake ID and they could go into bars and meet people, where I couldn't. So I relied on them. They were my internet. I'm sure if Karen hears it, she's going to like, shut up, Jamie, shut up. I really do feel I need to get even with her, because back in the day, she mistakenly ratted me out to my dad about all the whiskey we used to sneak out of the apartment and drink it, and then I would like cut the Canadian Club with water. Yeah, she said that to him. I was like, thank you, Karen. I know we're in our early 20s now, but he's still quite capable of killing me, and he probably will if you keep talking. Anyway, I will always remember that album with her. And so years go by, and of course I'm getting like in my later teens, and I think I'm 19 now, because I know I couldn't get fake ID, right? So getting into a bar is super hard, right? If you don't have the fake ID. Unless you look like you're, you know, a monster and they don't question it, right? Which I didn't. I looked like a fetus in shoes then. If you take a look young now, oh my God, it's terrifyingly young looking when I was a kid. So I turned 19. And Gavin O'Sullivan, he's into music. My buddy Steve Foster at the time, he's really into music. He's playing guitar all the time. And he has every single Teenage Head album known to man, everything they put out. He plays music lick for lick. He learns listening to Gordy Lewis. And I always thought, well, you know, that's quite the compliment, man. If you can inspire someone to learn guitar or anything like that, that's pretty cool. But so we ended up getting tickets. I forget who got the tickets. It was probably Foster. He got the tickets. Or actually, no, it was Jamie. I forget his last name. Dude was in a band called Tulpa. And the lead singer was John Bonhamley. And the late, great John Bonhamley. And in Tulpa, this dude we knew, his name was Jamie. He was from Dundas. He was filling in on keys for Tulpa. That's the story. And they were opening up for Teenage Head at the Diamond Club. Oh, my God. I hope I'm right on this. And I think I am. And so we get the tickets, myself, Gavin, and Steve. We get in the blue Chevette. Steve's driving, I believe, a blue Chevette that used to get chased around Hamilton, Ontario quite a bit, because maybe we shouldn't have been driving it and maybe we shouldn't have been drinking. But that's a whole other story. So we go to Toronto. We go to the Diamond Club. And you got to remember, I haven't really been in a lot of bars. I've been around a lot of drunk people due to my dad, but not in like a rock bar. So this is a big thing, right? So Tulpa opens up, and it's my first real exposure to a giant light show. So, you know, Tulpa does their thing. They sound great for what they are. And that's amazing. And then Teenage Head come out. And I'm not joking. It scared me when they started playing. I had no idea that that's how loud rock and roll is. Like, honestly, at that point, I had no idea that guitars could sound that loud. And it was like my face was being ripped off. And I was like, in my glory, I'm like, oh my God. And the lights, it was at the Diamond Club. And man, it was so freaking loud. And in my brain, I was like, oh, I'm hooked on this. This is, you know, this is it. This is what I want. This is what I want to do. I don't want to play, but I want to be around this. I want to get in the music industry. I want to be a part of this, because this makes sense to me. Whereas you know, being 18, 19, and your dad going, well, you got to go work at Stolco because that's what you do. And God bless his heart, he was right. You know, it's a great means of security. But me at Stolco or DeFasco or any of those places, that made no sense. Not at all. But to be around rock and roll and to have that energy, that made sense. So I think that was the kind of moment where I kind of said, yeah, my brain, this is what I want to do. So I'm going to play a couple tracks. Everybody Needs Somebody, That Girl That Radiates the Charm, That Charm, Can't Stop Shaking, but kicking things off, She Rips My Lips on Steel City Music.
Wait. was my toy. Every heart was mine to break. Now something's truly missing. I thought they'd always be the same. Cause I'm up and I'm down and my heart is yearning. Everybody needs somebody. I know that I need somebody to love. Cause I'm up and I'm down and my heart is yearning. Everybody needs somebody. I know that I need somebody to love. You play the game with your tears and sorrows. You never let your feelings show. You play with love like you must own it. You play with life like it is your show.
Teenage Head, the album Electric Guitars, the track Everybody Needs Somebody. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. And of course, this entire couple hours of this show is a tribute to Teenage Head. So yeah, Electric Guitars comes out. And I'm like, I'm in my teens, you know, and then I get a little bit older, like we all do. And I kind of lose track of the band. Dave Rave, he leaves the band and he goes off to do Dave Rave and the Governors. I think they call the Governors? Yeah. Anyway, Raver does his own thing and he's doing really well with it. Dave Rave and the Conspiracy, that's what it is. So now I'm like, I'm in my early 20s. I'm out touring with Junkhouse. I'm out tour managing a band called The Walk. They're out of Hamilton. And I'm also doing tour managing with the Killjoys. And I'm learning all about road life, that sort of thing. And of course, I'm getting exposed to all these different kinds of music, but I'm kind of like everyone else, like, what's going on with Teenage Head? Are they going to play again? Are they going to get back together? Blah, 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 blah. And then I find out that they did. That they've gotten back together. It's like, well, this is crazy. You know, this is awesome. Frankie Venom is back in the band. I think Nick Stepanis comes back in and does a little bit of a stint and then bails out again. And I think it's like, then that's the Jack Pedler fills in on drums, that sort of thing. Because I always remember Ped. That man just makes me laugh every time I see him. Such a funny dude.
Nice Teenage fella. Head releases an album called Head Disorder. And, of course, they got Frankie on the cover, from what I remember. And it looks great.
It's just like it's so much fun, the fact that they're back together again. And because now it's just like, you know, your childhood is making a comeback. What you grew up on is making a comeback. So you're like, yeah, man, that band is awesome. I'm so glad that they put this album out. And I remember even working back in the day, we put out a couple comp albums. I used to work for a Hamilton music scene back then. Shh, quiet. Don't remind people, Gunner. But I did back then. And I used to put together albums with Jamie Tennant. And I remember getting super stoked because we were like finding all this Hamilton music to put out a comp disc, that sort of thing. And I was just like shocked that we got something from Teenage Head. You know, just absolutely shocked we got something from them. And the track was called Walking Alone. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I remember the discussions. Is this our leadoff track? Should this be our leadoff track? You know, this is Teenage Head. This is awesome. Whatever. I mean, that was the moment. So I'm going to spin a couple tunes off of Head Disorder. So Long Goodbye, Walking Alone. And we'll start things out with Head Disorder here on Steel City Music.
Blaming you for this head disorder. be walking too slow. Raise the blade in my pocket. By the door, I'll lock it, lock it. Hey, life, I'm down. Yeah, I'm sitting around. Yeah, walking alone in that hood. Searching for that home. Cause I'm on it.
David Bendith, Peter McCauley, Jack Pedler, Mark Lockerbie, Blair Richard Martin, Nick Stepanich. You can see that I did do a little bit of reading here, folks. And, of course, the late, great Frankie Venom, Frankie Kerr, Steve Park, and the late, great Gord Lewis as well. They made up Teenage Head. And there's also my buddy Gene Champagne from the Killjoys. He's in Teenage Head. And Trent Carr took over for guitars after Gordy left us. And thank you, Trent. So, album, the band, you know, I'm following their music, and finding out that Marky Ramone's is coming up to remix an album with them is fantastic in my brain. Like, oh my God, Marky Ramone from the Ramones is working with Teenage Head. This is crazy. And I think it was all facilitated through our buddy Lou Molinaro, from what I remember. And the fact that there's this acknowledgement from someone in the punk community about Teenage Head, that we all kind of thought that they were, you know, we revere them as royalty in our rock and roll minds, and the fact that Marky Ramone had stories about them and knew them makes it all extra special to me when he came up, that sort of thing, and he did that album. Of course, in 2008, after that, you know, we lose Frankie, and that was kind of like, that really hit hard here in Hamilton. And of course, Peter McCauley stepped in with the Teenage Head for a while, doing the vocals before the Raver came back. All of this talk makes me want to read the Gods of the Hammer, the Teenage Head storybook by Jeff Peaver again. I should really start rereading that. Getting a little melancholy as I do this show. I knew I would, you know, just a little bit. It's funny, the Killjoys did a show recently at the Horseshoe. They haven't played in 4 or 5 years. And an old friend of the band showed up who produced the original, the Starry, Tim Hevesy, was there. And we just started talking about music and people that we used to work with. And I remember there was a Teenage Tribute album coming out back in the early 90s. It was put together by Gritty City Records, Sam Tallow and Jeremy Forrest. And they later sold the rights to the album and the recordings to Hunt the Salmon Management out of Toronto. And there was all these different bands out of Hamilton that put down a track of Teenage Heads. And it was like all across the board, different styles of music, doing their interpretation of Teenage Head. I really wish that was put out. I would love to hear the album now. Because to me, you know, to honor a band like that and to put out a tribute album to them is something special. And I remember the Killjoys did a track. They covered Lucy Potato from The Head. And I wish I could find that track. I really wish I could find that track. I don't even know if the guys in the band still have it. But I thought I'd load that up. Thought I'd go with to close this out, this part of the music portion, with Live Disgusting from Teenage Head and the Marky Ramone remix of Lucy Potato. How about that? All right, we'll spin those two here on Steel City Music.
Make it last, Molly. Down, Molly.
That sounded great.
Well, that's been Steel City Music, and I have been your host, Jamie Gunner Smith, a tribute to Teenage Head. And I should mention all of this Saturday, November the 5th at First Ontario Concert Hall. The Lewis family, Teenage Head, and Lou Molinaro invite you to Gordy Lewis, A Celebration of Life, featuring Teenage Head with special guests vocalists Colin McDonald and Jack Spirek from The Trues. Luke Betham from The Dirty Nil will be performing. John Kastner will get up and do some tunes from The Doughboys. So will Scott McCullough from The Doughboys and Rusty. These were all friends of the band, of course. Andy Kern from Coney Hatch. Mike Troublecock from The Killjoys. I was just chatting about doing the cover of Lucy Potato. He'll be there. And Tim Gibbons, of course. You know him, you love him from The Trouble Boys, The Shakers, and all of his own material. I ran into him the other night seeing Tommy Stinson. It was great to catch up with him. And we kind of talked about this night, and it's just going to be kind of special for everyone that's involved. So Tim's going to get up on stage as well. Chris Houston, and of course Jack Pedler will be there performing. Lou Molinaro, Greg Briscoe, Sammy Squid, and also a special appearance by Michael Lewis, Gord's nephew, and Sonny Del Rio. The master of ceremonies is going to be Brian West from Y108. There'll be a eulogy from Dave Hodge and also Graham Rockingham. The doors are at 7 o'clock. Performances start around 8:15. And once again, it's at the First Ontario Concert Hall, 1 Summers Lane here in Hamilton. All proceeds go to the Hamilton Good Shepherd as well. And I believe it's $10 for tickets. So by the time you hear this, hopefully it's sold out. If it's not, buy up the last of the tickets. It goes to the Good Shepherd, which was near and dear to Gord's heart. And give everyone a hug if you can. Remember the good memories, and long live Teenage Head. Thank you for everything, guys. Thank you for being one of the coolest bands out of Hamilton.
Live from the edge of Hamilton's escarpment, this is Indie 1015 CIOI.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah, Steel City Music. Your host, Jamie Gunner Smith, here. In this hour, no yapping, just straight music. Just a lot of music, okay? Taylor Hawkins, Range Rover Bitch, such a cool song. Miss that guy dearly. I want to throw this in the set. The Who, by request, Won't Get Fooled Again. Also, another request I got to take care of. This was a while back. I never got to it. And this one goes out to Antony.